Welcome to the Clear Admit MBA Admissions Podcast. I'm Graham Richmond, and you are about to hear a mini episode of the show that is part of a series of admissions director interviews I conducted at the annual GMAC conference, which took place in New Orleans this year. The GMAC conference brings together admissions directors and other admissions professionals from leading business schools across the globe. So obviously, it's a great opportunity for folks like me to kind of get their attention and talk with admissions directors and get all the latest on anything going on with the application process. So I sat down with admissions directors from a number of schools, and I asked them questions about how their team looks at artificial intelligence and its use in the application process. We talked about video in the application process, a lot of schools using kind of video interviews, online things these days, and also just general trends in the applicant pool and some other just admissions tips that they wanted to offer our audience. These are short, they're 10 minutes long, and I just had a lot of fun connecting with, you know, these admissions directors, many of whom are friends, I've known for 20 years now working in this industry. So please sit back and enjoy. And I will say, pardon the background noise. I mean, these are kind of man on the street type interviews. I was grabbing admissions directors right and left and taking them to the lobby of the hotel to kind of have a quick conversation. So you'll hear, you know, things rattling around in the background, whatever, but just enjoy. And yeah, a lot of great advice. So these are must listen if you're applying to any of these schools. This is Graham live from the GMAC conference, and I've just found and managed to corral Emily Brierley from Cambridge Judge. And Emily, I just had a couple of questions for you. First of all, thanks for doing this, because I know there are a million other things you could be doing while you're at the GMAC conference, so thanks for making a little bit of time. What's your title?
So I am head of MBA admissions and recruitment at Cambridge Business School, okay. And that's for the full-time MBA.
Yeah, so the best person to talk to, since our show always focuses pretty much on, you know, kind of full-time MBA, so this is perfect. First question for you, does Judge have a point of view on AI and AI tools as, you know, in the application process? So like candidates are dying to know, like, can they use these tools? What's your take on that?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously a very hot topic, AI, and I think really interesting. I think it would be quite short-sighted of schools not to recognize that students are going to use it.
Yeah.
And this is the whole point about AI, right? It's a tool, it's a useful tool, but it should be used to complement everything. So basically our kind of outlook is that we are aware that students may want to use ChatGPT, but it shouldn't be the only tool that you use. You know, we want to hear the students' ideas, their experiences. They need to be drawing on personal experiences. So if they're using ChatGPT or, you know, whatever,
yeah,
it's fine to kind of maybe like edit it, to refine it, to get some ideas, to maybe to put your thoughts together. That's not a problem at all.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't just be asking it to write the entire thing, because A, it's really obvious to spot when,
yeah,
an entire essay has been written by ChatGPT, and
yes,
B, it's also good practice to get you into an academic frame of mind. You know, when you start an MBA, you're going to be returning to studies. You know, you're going to be writing essays and researching and reading things, and actually, that's really good practice to get back into.
Yeah.
So, we are aware that students will use it. You wouldn't be penalized for using it, but I would just say be really, like, be intentional with it and be conscious of how you use it.
Okay, and I think it's great you're reminding the fact, like, I feel like sometimes we talk too little about the academic experience. You know, there's so much talk about, like, career goals and career outcomes and, you know, what kind of salaries people are going to have after an MBA, but it is, you know, you're going to study, and
yeah,
so you're making a really great point about, you know, writing your own materials is probably a good exercise in of itself. So yeah, great advice, and I'm glad that, you know, also just the fact that you're acknowledging that people, you know, these tools are out there, people are using them, but it's like sort of use them wisely.
Yeah, and I think there's something to be said. So one thing I always hear from candidates, which I think is just, I just think it's really precious actually, is that they really enjoy the reflective time and the reflective experience, like writing MBA applications, thinking about everything they've done up until now and where they're going next is like a really wonderful exercise,
yeah,
to
totally
kind of take stock. And if you're just using AI or ChatGPT and getting it to do that, you're not getting that time to reflect and,
right,
to think. And I think, you know, that's such a valuable opportunity because we're all so busy.
Yeah.
How often do we get to do that?
I totally agree. All right, next question is also about the admissions process, but do you guys have a video component in your admissions process? So are people, do they have to record a video, or do you use video at all in the process, or no?
So we do, but not in the application process. So they're still very, our essays are still essay based. Yeah. What we use it for is we use it for our scholarships. Not all of them, but some of them.
Okay.
Particularly ones that have like a specific link. So with our Forte ones, for example, or with Romba for the LGBTQ plus community.
Yeah.
And so some of our scholarships have a video assessment, and that's really to kind of dive deeper into those areas. You know, so if you're applying for Forte, what initiatives have you done in those areas? You know, okay. How have you developed and uplifted women either in your community or in your company, and how are you going to continue that through the MBA program and beyond? So we do use them for the scholarships. We're looking for ambassadors of the program, and I feel as though you can get video allows students to get their enthusiasm and their passion through. You can really see it in a video compared to a written component.
Okay.
So that's how we use the videos for the scholarships.
Okay, that's good to know. And then your regular interview process is by invitation, and those are done in person or virtual, or in terms of admissions interviews?
Both. So we offer in person for all four rounds. We're going to switch it to four rounds next year, not five. And you can do virtual, or if you're in a position to do so, do come on campus. There'll be a whole a celebration around it. There'll be a college dinner, you know, you'll
get
to meet careers. So we do make a real big event of it. Something that's interesting for Cambridge is our faculty interview. So that's a Cambridge rule that everyone that studies has to be interviewed by faculty.
Okay.
So it's 30 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And I think there's something really, really special about being interviewed by someone who might teach you on the program.
Absolutely. Yeah. And not so common. Like if you think about other top, programs, there are only a couple that I can think of that involve faculty.
Yeah.
In the interview, so very interesting. I would recommend people go to campus if they can, because you have the building that you guys have is really cool architecturally, and just, what a beautiful town. Cambridge is great. All right, so last question. Have you been able to ascertain any shifts in the candidate pool in terms of, like, what they're telling you they're interested in doing? So, are they talking more about certain industries or roles? Like, you've been doing this job for a little bit of time, and so have you seen anything of late that's shifting, or still sort of the same?
Yeah, I think this is really interesting. So I've definitely seen a shift in what we're seeing in applications, and that's a really important distinction, and I'll say why in a moment. So I started at Judge about 5-6 years ago, and I've definitely seen a shift. There's a lot more interest in sustainability, in CSR, in that kind of area. Obviously, tech, AI. I mean, Cambridge has always been kind of, we're very strong in tech, so we've always seen a lot of that. But this focus on AI and implementing that. But I don't think that that's translating into career shifts. And so there's what I'm seeing, other people might see different, is there's actually a bit of a disconnect between what people are telling us on the application and what they actually go into. And that could be for a variety of reasons. It might be that, these areas just aren't yet big enough. There's not enough roles. They're still quite specialized and niche. They want people who've already got experience, so that can be difficult if you're coming without it.
Right, right.
We are seeing a lot. Having said that, these roles are popping up, CSR, things like that are popping up more in corporates, so they are becoming more common. It'd be interesting to see how that develops over the next few years. But I also think it's just be aware, I think there's something to be said about the salaries of these jobs as well. So, I think perhaps there's not an awareness that actually they might not pay us, as well as consulting or finance. And if you're coming from those roles and, you have a loan to pay your MBA off, it's completely understandable
that you would,
you would then need to you might go back into a role that pays well. So I think there are these roles, and I think they're looking for passionate people, and it is the passionate people who would be happy to take that salary sacrifice and to pursue those careers.
And I wonder if you're going to see it more down the road, in the sense of people's, maybe not their first job, but if they're expressing this interest when they apply for sustainability or fintech or whatever it might be, maybe they go and do consulting, but then you may see alums when they're 5 years out, they then are maybe digging into these areas or something when they have that flexibility.
So
that's possible.
Absolutely. And I also think there's some ways of kind of merging it. So you might go into a corporate, but actually you might go into a corporate that is doing a lot in this area, is kind of a conscious company.
Yes.
And that, that you... you want to work for because you're aware that their CSR is great or whatever.
Right.
So there's also these kind of there are other ways, but I absolutely agree. I think the longer term we will later down the line once they've kind of you know, had a few years, you know, kind of paid off the MBA loan or whatever, then, you know, they'll follow those passion projects.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't want to keep you any longer because I know there's a lot happening here at the conference, but I do appreciate you just taking these few minutes to talk with us and, yeah, just having on the show. And as I said before, came on air, we'll get you to do a proper podcast with us with, like, where we can ask you all kinds of questions about the admissions process at Cambridge Judge. And, yeah, we always have fun with those. So please come back if you can.
Yeah, great. I'd love to. Thank you very much, Graham.
All right. Sounds good.